Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. April 11, 2024. Why don't we hear the Creator? Shakara writes, I live in Kazakhstan. I am a person of a completely different upbringing and religion. But I can no longer live without your programs because they put me in an extraordinary peaceful set of mind. When I hear you say the Creator, I immediately agree that the Creator exists, and there is none else besides Him, and He is goodness and love. And I feel so good about it. Recently, I came across a quote from Rav Kook. I read about him, and it turns out that he was a Kabbalist. Rav Kook wrote, the voice of the Creator calls to a man from the depths of his soul, but the turmoil of life suppresses it so much that it is not heard. Does it mean that this voice exists within us? This quote haunts me, and it stays with me all the time. I beg you, please, explain it to me. Piece by piece, if possible, and not all of it at once. I am really looking forward to this. I wish you good health and lots of strength. Answer, of course. The Creator exists in each of us but, unfortunately, we do not hear Him. Question, based on this quote, Shakara writes, do we have to push through the turmoil of life to hear it? Answer, yes, we should relate everything to the Creator, that everything that happens is all from Him. And then, if we persistently strive for the Creator and fight our way to Him, we will ultimately find Him within ourselves. Question, so we should go through turmoil to hear His voice? Answer, yes, a person cannot live without turmoil. Question, continuation of Rav Kook's quote, but in no case does this voice itself disappear because it is this voice that comprises the basis and cause of everything that exists. Shakara asks, it turns out that the voice of the Creator is the cause of everything that exists. Answer, yes. Question, what is the voice of the Creator? Answer, the voice of the Creator is an appeal to the creation, to man. It is not only within man but it exists in each creation, in each atom that spins, in a molecule, and so on. The voice of the Creator is the energy that animates all of the creation. This is called the voice of the Creator. Question, we understand what a voice is, and we can hear a voice. And when you say voice, what do you mean by that? Answer, the appeal that twists everything. Question, but what do I hear? I am talking to you. What is this? Or is it too corporeal? Answer, no, any of our appeals to creation, to others, and to the Creator is in order to communicate our desire, our heart, and our wishes to the one who we are addressing. Question, and where is the voice of the Creator here? Answer, the voice of the Creator is in what He arouses initially, before that. Question, that is, He arouses us to turn to somebody? Answer, yes, otherwise we would not have risen from the inanimate state to at least vegetative, animate, and human. Question, do we begin with the inanimate state? Answer, yes. Question, so, in the beginning, we do not hear any voice? Answer, number question, and then it begins to arouse us? Answer, inanimate, vegetative, animate, and human state. Question, so what you say all the time about good connections, about relationships among people, is this where the Creator is pushing us, leading us? Answer, the Creator, of course. Only the Creator arouses us and pushes us toward each other. Comment, the last phrase from this quote, and those who forcefully try to suppress this voice within themselves only strengthen the connection between the soul and the voice to the point that it constantly sounds in them, and they can no longer escape from it or suffocate it. My response, yes, the Creator achieves His goal anyway, and man begins to reveal Him within himself, and everyone comes to the Creator. Question, Shakara asks, so, it turns out that the more we try to suffocate the voice of the Creator within ourselves the louder it sounds? Answer, yes. Question, she asks, isn't it a paradox? After all, we are trying to suffocate it. Answer, No, the Creator's task is to shake man up, to pull him out of non-existence, of the inanimate state. Question, she asks, so, in order for the voice to sound louder, it turns out that we have to suffocate it? The more you suffocate it, the louder it sounds. Answer, the louder it sounds, just like when you speak to a person and he does not hear you, you move to a higher pitch and increase your voice. Question, can we say that he calls us to suppress this voice, and it sounds? Answer, it is all together. Question, is it all him, the Creator? Answer, yes. Question, then the eternal question is, where are we here? Answer, we are not here at all. We start in the following stages. When we begin to realize that this comes from the Creator and act in accordance with this, then it turns out that the Creator is already turning to us with an intention. Question, that is, there is already a grain of we there? Answer, yes. From CapTV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, January 22, 2024. Attract the upper light. Question, how important and necessary is it to read articles and pass them through the four phases of direct light? Answer, we cannot yet pass anything through the four phases. We do not have that ability yet. Just read the sources, try to attract all the light that can come to the egoistic desire, illuminate it, and correct it. By working in the ten, you raise your desires from below, and the light descending from above corrects and fulfills them. Question, what does it mean to awaken vessels in order to reach greater bestowal through them? Answer, it depends on what we desire. If we truly want to develop new vessels of bestowal, Kelim de Hashpa, then we draw the upper light from above, and it illuminates those desires in which we can receive for the sake of bestowal to the Creator. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 20, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam the Lots. Why does humanity not hear Kabbalists? Question, why did the Creator arrange it so that a person cannot connect suffering with the path of Dora, the path of correcting egoism? Does it mean that it is impossible to do so? In the mind, one can somehow connect this, a person hears something, reads something. But not in the heart. I do not see that if I did something wrong I suddenly get punished for it. Answer, if we were to receive immediate punishment for our bad actions, it would not be freedom of will, our consciousness, or choice, but simply coercion. We would be compelled to act in a certain way, and there would be nothing free about it. People would not have any opportunities to act differently. Question, I understand that this would deprive us of freedom of choice. Yet, if you were to go out into the streets of any country in the world and poll 1,000 people, can you say that all the suffering of humanity arises from our lack of unity, lack of love for each other, and from our bad behavior? I am sure that people would not say, yes, that is the case and that is the reason for natural disasters and catastrophes. That is, they do not connect these things together. And this is after thousands of years of human development. Why? Answer, because they do not want to delve into the nature we exist in. It is easier for them to justify themselves and act as they see fit. From CapTV's Spiritual States, March 14, 2024. Questions about spiritual work, 101. Question, if there is such an awakening from above as the desire to cling to our teachers Balha Sulam and Rabash, what kind of awakening is expected from us from below? Answer, desire and prayer. The desire to find out what our teachers have bequeathed to us and to fulfill it. Question, on one hand we must use the methodology we are studying, and on the other hand we want to get what the Creator gives you. How can we combine our work and the expectation that only He gives anyway? Answer, we must do everything we can and expect the Creator to make His distribution. But in principle, only the Creator determines everything. Question, Can a friend artificially create conflict in the 10 by criticizing another friend or rudely addressing her, motivating this with the desire to give the group a reason for internal group work? Answer: it is forbidden to criticize anyone in the group. Question: what does it mean the creator chooses the lot? Answer: it comes down from above. Question: what happens to a sinner in Purim? Answer: Purim is just a holiday. In general, what happens to all of us is what the Creator decides. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 22, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam Alot is an awakening from above. Unite into one common whole. Question: do we already have Kelim of Haman, or do we still need to grow them? Answer: we do not need to grow anything. We only wish to receive these Kelim of Haman and the light of Mordechai in them. To do this, we must look for ways to unite, although we are all egoists. By turning to the Creator with a request for unity above egoism, we will be able to receive a common kli, a common desire, suitable for receiving the upper light. It is our work. Question: what do we lack in unification to come to this request, and would the Creator raise us? Answer: together you must compress into one common whole. Strive for a single desire that you could direct to the Creator so that he would correct it and fill it with the light of Mordechai. There is nothing complicated here. Connect your desires and ask the Creator to fill them with the highest light. From the Daily Kabbalah Lesson, March 24, 2024. Writings of Balha Sulam Haman Pockets. The state of peace between husband and wife. A man and a woman, if they are rewarded, the Shehinah, divinity, is between them. We should ask, if they are opposite, how can there be peace between them? It is specifically when one becomes worthy, when he inverts reception into bestowal, called receiving in order to bestow, there is peace between them. Otherwise, they are in dispute or that one yields before the other. Yielding is not regarded as love in wholeness, for the one who yields always waits for when he will regain the power of control. Rabash, Article 240, Discernments in States. The state of peace between a husband and wife, striving together to build something common, does not consist of 1 plus 1, but is a single whole. This state is named divinity since the Creator resides in it. One common whole is reached when each spouse completely tunes into the other and understands that they make up a unified entity that never exists separately. Question: so I should not even consider myself a separate category? Answer: never. It is an inner feeling for both of you. There is no one without the other or each of you separately. And when you come together in this way, then in this unity, you feel the presence of the Creator. From CAB TV's Man and Woman, March 19, 2024. Slander or objective opinion? Question: how can one figure out where the boundary between speaking up about someone because you want to improve the connection with this person and slander? For example, you often say that the people of Israel are not good because they do not fulfill their role. However, this is not slander. Or in any work team, people often discuss a coworker because of his actions or personality. Is it slander or not? Answer: slander means that a person expresses his negative opinion about someone who is absent. However, if you discuss another coworker at work with your manager and emphasize that his qualities do not fit his function, it is not slander. Slander is a general term that must be clothed in some specific actions and expressed somehow. But here you are not merely sitting and talking about someone because you have nothing else to do, which is called gossip or slander. Rather, you are giving objective feedback about the abilities and functions of a person. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, March 7, 2024.